The Stock Market Bear Essentials. I'm David Brancaccio. It's now what the pros call a bear market, the grizzly with whom you do not want to dance. The bear occurs on a drop of 20% or more from a recent high, and that's what the S&P 500 has now become. The popular index fell 4.9% yesterday, with the Dow falling 876 points, 2.8%. But whether the bear is short-lived may depend on what central bankers do and when they do it. The Federal Reserve meets on interest rates today, with a move expected tomorrow. Rates could go up 0.5%, even 0.75%. If it's more than that, I'll call you. The Fed will look at prices and our expectations of prices going up further, which can etch inflation into the economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this from Washington.
After last month's Fed meeting, Chair Jerome Powell told reporters the Fed wasn't, in his words, actively considering raising interest rates by 0.75%. Instead, Powell laid out a plan for some 0.5% rate increases. But then came last Friday's Consumer Price Index report. Inflation was up 8.6% from the same time last year, and two gauges of consumer expectations showed consumers are anticipating even more inflation. That can be self-fulfilling. So now some economists think the Fed will announce a 0.75% hike tomorrow. The idea is higher interest rates will cool off the economy and lower inflation by making it more expensive for consumers and businesses to borrow and spend. But other economists point out that some aspects of today's inflation are beyond the Fed's control, like supply chain snarls and the war in Ukraine, which is pushing up food and energy prices. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Last month, Justin Timberlake sold the songs he's written to a publicly traded company called Hypnosis Songs Fund. Hypnosis is a UK-based music investment firm that pays artists a chunk of money up front, instead of the usual model where a record company might pay, say, 10% when a song makes a royalty or gets licensed. Timberlake may have earned $100 million for this, according to one estimate, and he's not alone in selling to Hypnosis. I want you. Artists like Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, Shakira. I spoke to music industry veteran Merck Mercuriadis, the founder and CEO of Hypnosis Songs Fund. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
You view songs as an asset class, like I'm going to have me some bonds, I'm going to mix in some real estate, some gold, some crypto, and songs?
Absolutely, David. You know, these great songs, when they hit, they become a part of the fabric of our society. And the end result of that is very predictable and reliable income. And that predictable, reliable income is why we have asset classes like gold or oil. But I like to say that songs are even better because the revenue from songs is not correlated to what's happening in the world or the market at any minute in time. You know, if there's political upheaval or indeed if there's a war the way that there is now, the price of gold, the price of oil will be affected, whereas great songs are always being consumed. If people are living their best lives, they're doing them to a soundtrack of great songs. And equally well, if they're looking for escape or comfort from whatever challenges life is bringing them, then again, they're doing it to a soundtrack of great songs.
So you think of managing artists, but the way you do it is management of the songs. What's that like? If you manage an artist, okay, I'm going to try to get her on Saturday Night Live. If you manage the song, you think about, I'm going to get that song into the end credits of some big new dinosaur movie.
Correct. You know, there's everything from putting the songs in movies to putting them in TV commercials to putting them in video games to having new artists cover them, making sure that they're being at the heart of TikTok videos so that a new generation of consumers and music fans is being exposed to them. You know, it could be Peloton, an exercise class. One of the beautiful things about establishing songs as an asset class is that, you know, with streaming, almost all consumption of music is now paid for consumption of music. So the music business has really had transformation over these last 5 or 6 years. It's gone from 16 years where almost everything was being illegally used to now streaming having made it more convenient for people to consume music legally again. And this is genuine systemic change.
Help me understand this, though. Big record companies are often music publishers, and it would be in the publisher's interest to also make those songs as profitable as they can be. So you enter into it because you think you can do a better job at managing the songs.
Correct. And to be honest with you, it's not that we're better. It's that we're structured to be able to have the bandwidth to manage the songs properly. You know, these big publishing houses, which, you know, have great people in them with great intentions, but they have over 20,000 songs for every person that works for them. We have 500 songs for every person. So they have the bandwidth to be able to manage those songs with responsibility and add value, not only for our shareholders, but also to the legacy of these, you know, great people that have allowed us to be the custodians of their songs.
Merck Mercuriadis is the founder and CEO of Hypnosis Songs Fund. Merck, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Hypnosis, by the way, is spelled with a G as in gnosis, the word for knowledge of spiritual mysteries. Ticker symbol GBX on the London Stock Exchange to return to the world of mammon. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.